Listener Production.
Morning, it's Madeleine Larson here. Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction has been overturned. The New York Court of Appeals has ruled the Me Too case called witnesses to the stand who were not a part of the charges against the movie mogul. The 72-year-old will remain in prison over a separate rape conviction in LA, but his lawyer, Arthur Adala, says it's a great day for America.
What the Court of Appeals said, you can't throw out 100 years of legal precedent because someone is unpopular.
Former Home and Away star Orpheus Pledger has been arrested after a three-day manhunt. The 30-year-old allegedly left a Melbourne hospital earlier this week where he was to undergo a court-ordered medical assessment after being granted bail for charges of assaulting a woman. The hero security guard who got fatally stabbed while trying to protect shoppers during the Bondi stabbing will be farewelled today. Sydney's Muslim community will come together to say goodbye to Ferez Tahir, one of the six victims. His family have flown to Australia for the funeral. Rallies are being held across the country over the next 3 days as Australians call for more action to end domestic violence. It follows Australia's 26th female DV death this year. If you or anyone you know is experiencing domestic violence, call 1-800-RESPECT. And today is tipped to be Australia's biggest sick day of the year. Last year, we saw a 53% surge in sickies the day before Anzac Day. We're expected to top that today as Aussie workers try to sneak in an extra long weekend. Greater Western Sydney wrapped up the AFL's Anzac Day footy last night with a 54-point belting of the Lions in Canberra. Midfielder Tom Green racked up 36 touches, 7 clearances and a goal, while Giants debutant Darcy Jones booted 2 goals. Lions co-captain Harris Andrews told 7 after the match they've got a lot to review.
Really disappointing, you know, as a group. Feel like we've had some sustained effort. Intensity for the last 3 weeks, and yeah, clearly tonight we didn't.
Also yesterday, Collingwood and Essendon played out an 85-point draw at the G. In NRL, the Storm has piled on the points against Souths, running out 54-20 winners. The win may have come at a cost, though, with Xavier Coates suffering a hamstring issue after scoring 3 first-half tries. Coach Craig Bellamy doubts it's too serious.
The physio said half time, you know, if we had to, we'd probably put him back on, but, you know, we just thought it was safer to leave him off. He's had a couple of other little niggles the last couple of weeks, so, you know, that's probably put a bit of pressure or fatigue on his hamstring as well.
Well, the Roosters thumped the Dragons 60-18. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, partly cloudy and 25 in Brisbane, patchy showers on the Gold Coast and 24, sunny in Sydney and a top of 22, blue skies for Canberra getting up to 19, a shower or two and 16 in Melbourne, partly cloudy for Hobart, 18 the max, grey skies for Adelaide and 19, partly cloudy and 27 for Perth. Tune in to the Briefing podcast on Listener to lift the lid on important issues that matter to you. Download the Listener app now and search the Briefing.